Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dreams Unlimited Travel Podcast. My name is John Magi, and as you can see, we are not in our regular studio. I'm joined by Tracy Heinrichs.
Hi, everyone.
And Kevin Close.
Hello, everyone.
And we are aboard the lovely Disney Magic. We're actually sailing through Canada at the moment. Whereabouts in Canada, Tracy?
We are in Quebec, the province of Quebec, in a little port called Baie-Comeau. We were in Saguenay yesterday, and we're heading to Quebec City tomorrow. Now, this has been very confusing for these guys. Wait a minute. So we're still in Quebec?
We've been in Quebec forever.
So Quebec City, Quebec, much like New York City, New York State.
Correct. And what we wanted to do was, while we were sailing, we had learned some information on this trip we wanted to share with you. So we've got five quick tips for your Disney Cruise Line vacation. And Tracy, why don't you start?
All right. My first tip is around the app. So while I've used the app a little bit before, I haven't really paid, I just didn't use it a lot. So this time I made a conscious effort to be more aware of it. So you can download the app, the Disney Cruise Line, I think they call it the Disney Cruise Line Navigator app is what they call it. And you can download it prior to sailing. Now when you download it, don't be shocked, it doesn't really do a lot until you get on board. But once you're on board, put your phone into airplane mode, hook up to the DCL guest Wi-Fi, and now all the things that you used to get in the paper navigator, you can now get on your phone.
I've used it several times.
Yeah, I have as well. So it's day by day, all the activities happening on the ship. You can filter it. Like, for example, Chris just wanted to know when movies were happening that day.
Wow.
So he could filter it and search just movies. The other thing I really like about it is that you can see in your it'll tell you what restaurant you're in that night, and then there's an option to view menu. And you can see that throughout the whole week. So I can see what the menus are tomorrow. We used to always go for a walk during the day to see what the menu was that night and plan what we were going to eat. Everybody does that, right?
So we plan what we're going to eat at dinner at breakfast.
Right.
That's how we do.
Yeah. So you can see the menus for that night at dinner. You can see both regular menu and kids. You know, if there's nothing, if you can look tomorrow night, there's nothing on there you want, maybe you can talk to your servers about something else. There's also a chat feature. So we have not touched the wave phones this cruise at all. And the wave phones were kind of innovative when Disney came out with them, a way for people to communicate. I'd say they're almost obsolete now with this app.
Yeah, ours are pushed behind our TV. We don't even look at them.
Right. So with the chat function, and you don't have to be on an internet package to use either the app or the chat function in the app. You just hook it up with other people. You get a chat ID. And once you're hooked up to it, you can, you know, chat. It works just like texting does. So really neat tool. And now, of course, this assumes everybody with a smartphone. I realize some of you may say, I don't have my phone with me, I don't take a smartphone. You still do have those wave phones to use. They still do provide a paper navigator in the stateroom. So it hasn't replaced all of that. It's just for, you know, those that are...
That's really good for on the go. Like, if we're out and about, and it's like, what's going on now? Or when's that movie going to be playing? Or, you know, when's the show going to happen? I like that for that. So a couple things, I have tips that are related to that.
Okay,
so one of them is the fact that when you're in your dining room for the evening, if you don't like what's on the menu, you can order off of any menu on the ship.
I think that's awesome.
So that app comes in handy, because if you look at that night's dinner and you go, boy, nothing here appeals to me, you can look at the other staterooms. Other restaurants. You can look at other staterooms too, but people will be mad. You can look at other restaurants and decide, oh, that sounds better than what's in my restaurant. So
just a question on that. I'm assuming if I'm in Lumiere's, I can't order from Palo.
No, the exception is Palo.
Okay.
And if you're on a Dream of the Fantasy, the exception is Palo and Remy. It's the other rotational dining restaurants.
And also along those lines, we learned about sort of a secret menu, but it's kind of a gray area. But basically, often the chefs can prepare Indian, Latino, or Asian dishes. So, you know, you could say the night before, you could look at the menu for the next night.
Right.
And you could say, you know, my family loves Indian food. And in addition to the regular menu, they'll bring out kind of family-style Indian food for you to enjoy. And they'll do the same. It's very similar to what they do for the allergy menus.
Right. See, like, I thought there was actually going to be, like, a menu I can go and get and share with people. No, that's not how it works.
Yeah. John misunderstood the whole secret menu.
John got his magnifying glass and went on a hunt.
Yeah, you wanted, he wanted written proof of this menu.
Here's a secret menu.
Yeah. Does In-N-Out print their secret menu?
I know.
I think.
He's all excited about ordering animal style.
Animal style. All right, so my next tip.
So we're on number three.
We're on number three.
Okay.
Next tip, related to the app again, but something that I learned kind of by accident almost, is that if you have a smartphone and you are on the Wi-Fi here on the ship, you connect to the ship's Wi-Fi, but you don't log into the internet, you can still get and receive, you can receive and send text messages on your smartphone. I was doing this the whole cruise and I was like astonished. I felt like I was getting something for free. Look, I can send text messages. And, you know.
Did anybody who sent the text messages, did they actually receive them?
They did. It was
okay.
John and I have been texting back and forth.
Okay.
So again, when you get on the ship, you're going to connect to the ship's Wi-Fi and they'll show you how to do that. They'll tell you how to do that. But don't log into the internet and you can still get and send text messages on your smartphone. The other thing I was getting too was push messages from Instagram and Twitter. You can't open the message and things like news stories and things like that. I was getting the push notifications on that. So kind of neat feature. We're going to go into in-depth on the Wi-Fi when we do a review of this cruise, but it's really important to figure out ways to save your Wi-Fi.
Because it goes quick.
It goes fast, and it's expensive.
Fast. Yeah. I'm on my second big package already, and I've even added data to my cell phone. So while we're in port, I've been slaving off my cell phone.
Right.
So now I do realize I need the internet more than the average family traveling.
But still, it goes very fast. Because if if you're like us, you read the news on your phone, a picture takes up your data. And they do this thing that's, I think, kind of mean, is they have this meter. So I am like race against the meter. It's going down. What am I going to do?
Stop downloading this picture.
So it's like frustrating.
As you can tell from the way we're dressed, we're not in the Caribbean.
We are not.
What would you say the temperature was, Nate?
It's the high was 11 Celsius today. What's that, about 50 and change?
It's 2 plus 30. Yeah, 50.
You want to warm my toes.
We learned how to figure out Celsius to Fahrenheit this trip. So.
Well, some of us have learned it. Come on.
I just asked Tracy, what's that in American money?
Related to that, so this is kind of 3B. Now related to the internet.
There's subtitles.
There are. It's like a flow chart. One of the things that a lot of folks were having trouble with was how to get to the login screen for the internet. Because sometimes when you first log in, it pops up automatically, and other times it didn't. Conversely of that, we figured out quickly that you had to turn off the internet when you weren't using it.
Because that meter goes down.
Because that meter was floating down. Frustrating the heck out of me. So, in order to save internet, you log out. If you can't get to the screen on Disney Cruise Line, two things to remember. Login.com will get you right to the login screen, and logout.com. Both of those will get you to the point where you can either log in or log out quickly.
DCOGuest.com also gets you to the login screen.
Yes.
I found login.com and logout.com, they were kind of like saved in the memory of the phone, and it just quickly...
But you have to log out, otherwise you come back and all your internet is gone.
Especially if you're getting push messages and stuff. This stuff's all happening in the background and you don't realize.
Updates and things will eat up your...
At least they don't do it by minute anymore. Remember when they did it by minute? You were buying minutes and you were like... And it was the slowest ever. So you're like, just load, please. It was awful.
We don't understand... we'll do a whole review of this cruise, but one of the things Disney Cruise Line has sort of fallen back on is the fact that there's no unlimited data plan. That every other ship lets you buy an unlimited plan. They're expensive, but at least you have the peace of mind of knowing that you're not going to run out and buy more.
Yeah, I'm on my third data plan. And I bought the big one first, and then I thought, well, I'll only buy a medium-sized one. Oh, that's good.
I'm just about done my second big one. And the big one is $89 for 1,000 meg, I think.
It is, and the medium one is 300 meg for $39, and I thought I was saving money.
The first day they give you 50 meg free, just to entice you.
And that's my email.
And Chris God bless his heart, said, "Well, we need more than this." And yes, then I think he like went on Twitter and shut her down. He's like, "My 50's gone."
It's gone. But that's actually okay. So now I have 3C.
Oh my!
I have 3C in my tips.
Do you know it's cold out here?
Make sure you sign up for and grab that free package that's offered to you.
Right, it's the first day only, and everybody gets it. It's just 50. It's per stateroom, so 50 meg free, and there really is no strings attached. It's not 50 if you buy some. It's just 50 meg free, so you sign up for the first day. After the first day, it disappears.
Right, so at midnight, that offer is gone. So at least if you grab it and you don't use it all, it rolls over to the next day. So you have a little bit of free internet.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I've come up with 3 A, B, and C.
You have. Yay you.
Yay me. What other tips do we have for folks?
Give a Canadian pat on the back.
Yeah. I can't. It's a family show.
Really?
What was number 4?
Number 4 is solo travelers.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Go for it.
Okay. Apparently it's me.
Let's throw this to John.
I was going
to
say, I don't know why they're here. So,
I'm having a hard time getting used to we're always on camera. Because usually if somebody's talking, the other two of us can be scratching our ear.
Scratching
whatever
your nose,
we need.
Right.
Right.
Checking
and we have to keep looking interested when you're talking.
Usually someone's
let's start with 5A.
So we're on 4A. Number 4.
4A, okay,
our fourth tip. 5 Disney Cruise Line tips, number 4. There are quite a few activities for folks traveling alone, single travelers, but not just, we're going to have a meet and greet here in the lobby. Like, there was one night was dinner in Cabanas, where if you were a solo traveler, you all went together for dinner at Cabanas. So I thought that was very cool, that there's activities set up for folks traveling alone who might want to meet other people.
They had 3D Star Wars crafts at one point.
Was that for solo travelers, or was that...
Pretty much.
For adults.
Oh, man.
Pretty much.
Almost had a whole show where Kevin didn't offend the Star Wars people.
I'm guessing there were a lot of couples.
There might have been.
There could have been.
And those couples, it's Kevin at dreamsunlimitedtravel.com.
Exactly.
Be sure to email him and explain to him that you were a couple and you were there.
That's right. Thank you, those wonderful crafts. So that was number 4.
Right. Lots to do for solo travelers. There were lots of me. Stop it. They can see you.
Tracy's giving you affirmation.
Is she? Are you just like parroting what I say?
Yeah.
Kind of.
All right. And our 5th and final trip for Disney Cruise Line travelers. Am I doing it?
Uh-huh.
All right. Our 5th and final tip is that if you are someone or you are traveling someone with a hearing impairment,
oh,
and
yeah.
Then, yeah.
See, I would have done it if I remembered.
All right, then go ahead and do it.
Okay, so number 5 is...
I usually have a table in front of me.
I usually have notes. I usually have recipe cards with my notes on it. So anyways, focus. The number 5 is the ASL. You may have seen them in the parks. You see them on the ship sometimes. But if you make a reservation and you are with somebody who's hearing impaired and you need sign language for shows or things like that, you can arrange that with the ship. They will provide it. There is no charge. We do have to let them know at least 30 days out, no closer than 30 days. And the farther we can do that, the better.
They can also put in a light bell. I watched them do that the other day in the stateroom.
Yeah, they do that as well.
Where they attached a buzzer to the outside of the door, mm-hmm. and it sets off a light inside to let you know that someone's at
yep.
the door.
Also, side note, so this will be 5B for those keeping track.
5A. It's 5, and
okay.
then 5A, and
okay.
then 5B.
So this is 5A then. They also offer large print navigators and menus if you do have a visual impairment. So just note that as well. But anyway, with the sign language, from what I understand, they're not following you around the ship. They're not your personal assistants, but they will, shows take precedence. So if there is a show going on, they will be there, and they are wonderful. They are
I watch them all the time. It's hard to pay attention mm-hmm. to the show itself.
Right. I did see the two ladies that are on this cruise. I saw them helping the family they were working with at dinner. And helping them with ordering and stuff. But they do say the shows are first priority. So they may not be available to help you, you know, in the restaurants or different things. I also heard a story, and I have not personally experienced this, so I can't verify, but I heard a story from someone else who said when it's a child with a hearing impairment, the, what are they, ASL instructors, what are they?
Translators,
American Sign Language interpreters.
Interpreters, that's the word I was looking for. They also could go to the kids' club with the younger children.
It was my understanding that if no one else needed it, the kids could go to the ASL interpreter could go to the kids' club with the child.
But shows take precedent over everything.
And that is, they're the only adult allowed in the kids' club besides the counselors.
Yeah. This is something Rhino's partner Eli does for a living.
Yep.
Really, I didn't know that. So really, and it doesn't matter if you are the only family on board that needs this service. Disney will provide this service for you. And we learned that the interpreters are not Disney cast members. They're contracted from an outside company. I know the one lady that's on board this particular cruise. I think this is her 20th or 21st sailing this year. And sometimes she gets last minute. So a great thing to know, if you have any sort of special need, definitely talk to your travel agent if you booked with a travel agent or with Disney, there's a lot out there that we don't even necessarily realize.
Right, exactly. Well, all we can do is ask and figure it out.
Yep, absolutely.
So that's it. That's the end of our 5 tips for Disney Cruise Line vacation. Things we learned this cruise that we wanted to share with you. We'll be back with other shows and other information about this particular sailing. But I want to thank you all for joining us. Thank you guys for being out here on the chilly balcony with me.
And sort of participating.
Kevin, recap the top 5.
Yeah.
5A.
We don't have time for that. Thank you, everybody at home, for listening and watching. We hope you have a great week, and we hope you have a great vacation.
It's not chilly, it's cold.